Hi, guys. Welcome to War of the Bay. I'm Kyle.
I'm Nick.
I'm Anthony.
So we went from one. Wait, three. It goes from three, two, one, then three. Yeah. I like it. Nobody's. We're going to keep everybody on their feet. We're coming out just like a spider monkey.
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
I'm jacked up on water for the show. I'm doing my first sober show in like almost 100 episodes.
Chet.
I was going to wonder. I was wondering what's in that glass.
Water.
Oh,
yeah.
For you.
Yeah.
They don't feel like drinking
this show.
What happened the last week?
I don't know. Last week I was like, I didn't feel like drinking for the show. I was like, I'll drink. You know, it's my thing. And this week I'm like, you know what?
That's a dangerous thing to think. Hey, I'll drink. It's my thing.
Yeah. it's kind of part of who I am at this point. So let's just pour up, baby.
Glad to see the intervention took.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's a little awkward when I first walked in. But you know what?
Love you, buddy.
I'm on my 10 steps. And, you know, except by Friday, that's all going out the window.
We're actually doing this show from
Weekends.
We're actually doing this show from Kyle's sober living home.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Stacey, better fucking stop looking at me like that.
Yeah, he's got a roommate. It's a little awkward, but...
Hey, I used to have a roommate on the show. He would walk in during the middle of the broadcast. Would you call this a broadcast? No.
A recording.
Podcast. That's what I'd call this. Ah. Hey, guys. I think I might have something here.
Something called Newsweek.
We got a lot to unpack. A lot to get into. What's a hell scream?
How was that?
It was fun. I wasn't expecting it to be fun. It was fucking awesome.
I want to go to Horror Nights.
Yeah, now I do too. Like it sounds
I heard
like
it's really fucking good this year.
It's got a
Stranger Things.
Yeah, Stranger Things.
Meh.
And others.
My favorite thing about those houses is obviously they can't get the actors from Stranger Things, so they just get some kid that vaguely looks like him. Just like, it's this way, guys.
Oh, my God. When you go to the Halloween stores and there's the costumes that are just like, you can't, for branding purposes, you can't call it Stranger Things. So it's just like spooky times.
Yeah. No, he's absolutely right.
And then it's like ball cap. And it's clearly like Dustin's hat from Stranger Things, but it's like ball cap kid. It's
child wizard.
Yeah,
you mean Harry Potter.
No, I mean 11. Child wizard. Oh, shit. It's almost like we didn't just fire a coach in this
arachnid
city.
Arachnid man.
So, I guess we want to start off with the Bucs.
We fixed them, guys. Once again, the Bucs are fixed.
The Bucs took their house that had a cracked foundation and shingles falling off, and they put a new paint on it. New paint job, and now everything's fixed.
Not even. They power washed it.
Stripped it off. Yeah, they didn't even repaint it.
Like a shitty power wash.
Guys, it's clean now.
Done.
Dude, look at the driveway. You could eat off that driveway.
What blows my mind is the amount of positivity that went into. Like, hey, guys, we're finally rid of them.
Oh, my God.
And it's like... You think this is a good thing?
Mm-hmm. I went on our Buccaneers, and it was like there was like a celebration. Like,
yeah,
we did it!
Oh, yeah, guys.
Like, okay,
you fired a coach.
Still shitty.
It's not a. It's.
I remember
understand.
Like 2 years ago we were like Mike Smith. Please don't take the Jacksonville Jaguars job.
Oh God, I do remember that like vividly. Like we were all celebrating him coming back. In fact, I think I went through like. A bunch of tweets not long ago, like right after the Chicago game, I went through a bunch of tweets finding ones that were like
Mike Smith for
hire Mike Smith. We gotta get this guy back signed.
Right.
He did you know? And I totally forgot about this, but after that whole thing, he had the richest contract for a defensive coordinator in the entire NFL.
That's what it took to keep him from a head coaching position.
Yeah, I think Denver was sniffing around or somebody wanted him to.
Jacksonville.
Oh,
it was totally yeah.
Yeah, because it made like perfect sense. Mike Smith goes back to Jacksonville,
good, man.
Right?
It's good. We make good decisions here in Tampa.
We do. I guess apparently we do make a lot of good decisions here. We make terrible decisions.
I just don't understand. Sometimes our personnel decisions, it's like, we just did so well with acquiring JPP. You know, and then we're like, well, we're going to retain this guy. But he's not going to use him to his fullest potential. Yeah, we're going to retain him. It's great. It's fine.
It really does.
The Bucks are that contestant from Wheel of Fortune where it's like Scooby Dooby Doo. Is the answer?
But I'd like to buy an X,
but only the Y's are. But only the Y's are missing. So it's like Scoob Doo Doo. It's like I'll take an R.
God, yeah. I really.
I wanted to make the joke. Naggers.
Yeah,
it's South Park.
Yeah,
it's that.
I wanted to make that joke exactly, but I'm like, I don't want to say something incredibly racist. Yeah.
It's fine. It's South Park. They made the joke first.
Exactly. Dude, I don't know. This is a top down issue for the Bucks because I think it's become abundantly clear to me that we just got lucky with Tony Dungy for that many years and Sam Weiss drafting the right dudes and somehow
you know what the funny thing is, the alternative this year would have been an even worse decision by hiring John Gruden.
Yeah. Oh my God! So, thank you for bringing that up.
So it's like okay, so we either had this really bad decision or an even worse decision. There was no good decision to be made here.
I feel like we're in hell, and we find out we're actually only in the first level of hell.
Yeah. Oh, this is only the first ring.
So some Oakland fan created a website that's literally just a clock of how much more time they have to keep Gruden around and how much he's making since you've clicked on the website.
Interesting.
It's actually very cool.
So go ahead, Kyle. I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, it's a top-down issue. I mean, the Glazers clearly don't know how to make a football decisions based on their roster and their current team. They just go out and they hire whoever, right? It's like we went out and I get the Greg Schiano thing. Well, I guess that was the first time that they were actually trying something new. Right, they're like, let's
college ranks.
Let's get this guy.
Tyler, he's a fucking guy from Rutgers.
He's the next Belichick or something.
I think you're absolutely right because he was a Belichick tutelage guy. That's maybe their thought process. Go ahead.
Look at the hires. Raheem Morris. Well, Raheem Morris was a guy that got Rooney interviewed by Denver, and they're like, oh fuck, let's hire him. Like he was a defensive backs coach 6 months ago, and now he's your head. What? And
he was made coordinator for a brief amount of time, wasn't he? A defensive coordinator.
Time preparing or being a defensive coordinator. Right. He was named defensive coordinator after the season, and then immediately named
exactly.
head coach.
Thank you. That's what I meant.
Then you hired Greg Schiano. Then
you hired Raheem Moore. Greg Schiano.
Then you hired Lovie Smith,
which
was entirely based off. He did a thing once.
They're like, oh, he was a guy that did something.
That he was Gruden
before
Gruden.
Wrote an all-time great defense in Chicago to an almost Super Bowl.
But it's like their list. Like from that point on, after the whole Greg Schiano thing, it's like they listened to the fans. Fans are like, we got to get my Lovie Smith. Lovie Smith. They're like, yeah, totally, Lovie Smith. And it's like, well, he sucked, but the guy, the offense guy, him. They're like, all right, great, him. It's like, oh, defense guy, give him money. It's like we've been they're going on Twitter every week to find out what decisions to make for their ball club. It's nuts.
I mean, I guess not because John Gruden definitely would have got hired last offseason.
Yeah, you're right. But it's
the ask was for too much.
This team needs a team president. We need somebody that knows how to make football decisions.
Tony Dungy.
And hire and fire the right coaches.
Yeah, bring him back in a heartbeat. Do that.
Or Brooks.
Somebody that knows football. I don't think the Glazers do. I really don't. I mean, it starts with retaining Jason Light and Dirk Cutter and keeping them around and look at the shitty way that look at the roster right now that they've given us. It's not good. That's the reason why Mike Smith has been fired, because one of the reasons why is because we spent all this money in the offseason revamping our defense. The defense is the worst. It got worse.
It did.
We put so much talent to it, and it got worse.
Yep. Well, we addressed talent in one section of the defense. We ignored the secondary entirely.
It's totally nuts.
Starts
dude.
Up front, bro.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that up front isn't getting any pass rush.
Well, we spent
except
years,
for JPP.
We spent years doing this whole Jameis, give Jameis weapons right. thing, and now right. it's like, well, what about the defense? We got Brent Grimes. It's fine.
Who, by the way.
Aging Brent Grimes, who almost retired last offseason.
I think he might. He should have
retired. Yeah. Yeah.
He knew he was done.
He's getting scorched. And
everybody's getting scorched.
He's fallen down on two touchdown plays on him.
Everybody's getting scorched. The entire secondary.
I just don't know.
But the fucking turf monsters literally get an assist for the other team.
It's because Brent Grimes is kind of like that big play kind of dude. So he's I remember there was two plays in particular against the Bears where he's just like. He's playing off the wide receiver. He's playing the quarterback, trying to get an interception, but he's just nowhere. And he's just like,
yeah, you gave up the first down. Yeah,
he's nuts. Yeah, you're not that guy anymore. That
quick recover speed.
Yeah. Yep. So now Mark Duffner's our defensive coordinator, and I don't know how much
the Duff man.
Yeah, the Duff man's our.
What was he before?
It's a goggles.
A linebackers coach.
He's
He coached. He did
the corners. They do nothing.
Who's the guy from Cincinnati that was really good? The defensive line coach, Buckner,
Brenton Buckner. Yeah,
yeah, but he's a D line coach.
Yeah, he's a D line coach. There's no guarantee. Buckner suddenly has like this defensive skill, knows how to be a defensive coordinator.
He's good at yelling.
Yeah, he's good at yelling at Gerald McCoy. Oh, he yells at Gerald McCoy. Make him the fucking defensive coordinator. Hashtag stick carriers.
Well,
hashtag.
We better be careful because the Glazers might be listening.
Someone yell at James Winston.
Can
Buckner be the designated yell at Jameis Winston guy?
Mark Duffner was the we got Dirk Cutter for that. He yells at Jameis all the time. Come on, Jameis. Yeah, didn't watch Hard Knocks.
Dirk Cutter is like the absolute like biggest asshole stepdad.
Yeah.
Like, that's yes.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Yes, he is. I know I got to try and be an influence on you. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, God,
your mom said I had to come in here and say hi. So, hi.
Hi.
How was your day?
Did you read your playbook?
Yeah.
Did you read your? Yeah, exactly.
I don't really care if you did or not.
How was your nutrition? Okay.
Okay. Good.
I respect you.
We're leaving for 3 hours. Don't touch my stuff.
Yeah. Don't go in my fucking office.
Yeah, cusses at the kid without the mom knowing.
Yes.
I don't give a fuck what you do here, but when I'm in the house.
Don't you dare take my Babe Ruth signed baseball and use it to go play with your friends at the Sandlot. Okay.
Hey, who was that guy in that movie? Was that
Dennis Leary?
Was it Dennis Leary?
Yeah.
He did the perfect part.
Good casting.
Once in a lifetime part role came along. He's like J. Jonah Jameson. J.K. Simmons. Yeah. Like that's how perfect Dennis Leary is as a stepdad. Yep.
Not quite.
Don't touch my Babe Ruth ball, stepdad. We got Mark Duffner. You know what his
claim
to fame is? He was defensive coordinator under Dick LeBeau in 2002 when the Bengals gave up the most points in the NFL.
Hey.
So we fixed it, guys. Here we go.
Well, you know, we're at least going to get one good game of everybody's laughing at us. We have to try harder, and it's against the Browns. So I think we're gonna do pretty well this week.
Oh, I can't wait to lose to the Browns.
God, because the
uproar of making what's his name?
Cutter?
No, the rookie quarterback.
Baker.
Mayfield?
Not Biker.
But we're gonna make Baker Mayfield look like Mitch Trubisky, who was, you know, Mitch Trubisky 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. God. Lovely.
He's going to run for over 100 yards.
Dirk is
going
to tell Baker
over.
To go back to his room.
You're not wrong. Mark Duffner is a guy that came up under Mike Smith. He's Mike Smith's guy.
He's going to implement the same system that wasn't working before.
He's not going to implement a new system. There's no time to implement
a system.
That's
what I'm saying. He's going to do the same thing.
It's the same fucking system he's running. They just fired the figurehead.
You know, the only thing that you might see now more is more blitzing and more switching to man.
Right, he can
that's
be like
about,
more aggressive in certain situations.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Dude,
that's
mark my words. They're gonna blitz like maybe the Browns' first drive. They'll get a tackle for loss, and Twitter will be like, "See, told you."
Yeah.
You know what's gonna? I'm calling the first drive right now. They're gonna blitz on a second or third play, and Baker's gonna line them up for a slant for 70 yards to whatever their fucking name
Marcus
is.
Marcus Mariota special.
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. It's a game that we need to win. This is like a must-win game, or else we're going to talk about the draft next week.
Yep.
So,
oh God,
I know.
Right back where we belong.
We're going to start off with leading with the Lightning.
I
think last year towards the end we were like, I don't want to talk about the Bucks. Do you want to talk about the Bucks?
There's a game. I think one report we had from Kyle was there's a game. I guess
they played a game. That was probably late in the show. There's a few vodkas in. I don't know. this is the thing when the Browns are coming to town,
yep.
And usually that's a game you're like, okay, that's a win.
Yeah, but they have as many wins as we do this year.
We're not that much better than the Browns, man.
Our defense is significantly worse than
theirs. It's been over a decade since we were relevant, man.
And the other thing, too, is they have...
Oh, no, I know.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they're just historically bad.
And they have a really good defense, though.
Right. The thing is, it's going to be strength on strength and weakness on weakness.
Right. Well, you know what? Another thing that goes into this whole defensive struggle thing is our offense doesn't tend to keep the ball for a long time. I mean, they're moving the ball and they're scoring some points,
uh-huh.
But they tend to like not be able to stay on the field when they need to.
I'll say this much. We at least have going for us as a defense this time around is Baker's not the most secure quarterback. He's already had three or four fumbles this season and it's like five picks.
And if there's anything we know about our quarterback, he protects the football.
No, you're absolutely
he really,
right. You're
he
right.
really, he's really
he's
careful
a great
and methodical.
Yeah.
He's always checking down when he needs to, not yep. trying to force
going
it in
through
there.
Progressions.
Yeah, especially in the red zone. When he's in the red zone, dude, it's like locked down. He's checking that ball down. He's not going to try to force that
in
there.
Kyle, you're a Tampa Bay fan, not a Green Bay fan. Sorry, different podcast.
You can't turn the ball over in the red zone.
Yep. Well, I'll
what the fuck is that? And then, now people are like, well, you can't. Why are you making excuse? Why aren't you making the same excuses for his interceptions that you did for Ryan Fitzpatrick's? And to that, I say, go fuck yourself. Because
one's a supposed.
One's the franchise. The other's a rental car.
Exactly. I'm not going to get mad when the rental car actually does 60 in,
yes.
six, in 10 seconds.
It broke
but my
down
Ferrari's supposed to go faster.
Exactly.
Dude, stepdad Dirk's going to be pissed when I crash that rental car.
Exactly.
It's okay, man. My dad has the ultimate set of tools. I can fix the car.
I just got a flashback to Bueller with the Ferrari flying out.
Yeah. We did it. Yeah, okay.
That's one of the best scenes in like any movie ever is when they're like trying to roll the miles backwards.
Yep. But you can't do.
Off the
yeah.
Stand. Yeah.
It's not a thing.
No, of course not.
Come on, Ferris.
If you want to do that, you actually have to open up the gauge and like turn the numbers.
Yeah, like yeah. Matilda. Yeah. Then you want Danny DeVito, Matilda.
And you put sawdust in the fan and make it run smooth for 10 miles and then come back and have to fix it.
You can't see. This is the thing. This is the compounding issue. Like you would like if we're truly building around Jameis Winston as a quarterback, then one of the things you need to do is take the ball back from the defense,
right?
Because we now know who Jameis Winston is in his fourth year as a pro. He's just going to be a guy that gives the ball away at least like once a game.
Gunslinger.
Yeah.
That's what he is.
Gunslinger. Great. Awesome. Cool.
Whatever positive
fuck.
Spin you want to put on it.
Yeah.
Gunslinger.
Oh, but Nick, he had the second most yards of his career. How dare you? Yep. Yeah, I guess so. Cool. Yep. Right.
How many wins did we get?
Yeah. Oh, wins. We're in our quarterback stack there, Nick. See, I know the talking points. Talk any kind of shit against Jameis. I'll tell you.
Oh
I'll tell you.
God, you're
I'll give
right.
you the defense.
You are probably the best person
give
to combat it because you've been
it.
Told it.
Oh
all.
Yeah. God damn. I could defend Winston until my face turns blue.
You ever think of becoming like a defense lawyer?
I don't know. I've always thought about having a podcast where.
Well, you're there, bud.
Hey! Holy shit!
Sorry. Go ahead.
I always wanted to do a show where like two people have differing opinions, but one right. person has to defend the others. You know, like you take up. Kind
so
of
you wanted to do a high school debate class.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Shit.
Dude, we never had that at Northeast.
There goes my dream. Over before it started. I did think there was something about. I know exactly what it is about Jameis because it's like I've just seen it too many times to know that this is just the kind of guy he is. He's just going to start slow. He doesn't start playing until the second half at least.
That's good. With our defense, that's really good.
Well, Kyle, he had the touchdown in the opening drive. Yeah, fuck you. I know he did. What did he do after that? Dick.
Yeah.
That's why our defense was kept coming out of the field. And that's why that's a reason why we got buried. Am I blaming the reason we got buried on Jameis Winston? No, I'm not. But
how many
he still didn't
did
do a lot
have?
To drive us down to get – two picks.
Three
touchdowns.
I'll say this much. Half of his picks weren't his fault.
Shitload of yardage.
Seriously, the one in the red zone bounced off a fucking helmet.
Well, shit. What was he doing forcing it in there like that?
The guy's hands were open. It's the literally
fuck
the quarterback.
What is the red zone? He's got to take care of the ball there.
What is he ever doing it forcing it in there like that, Kyle? I mean,
right. He should have had there should have been another one in the opening, or not in the opening drive, but yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah, exactly.
it should have been three, which we always say, you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah, because the guy totally dropped that.
But the other thing too, what did we hear this whole offseason about? Oh, he's working with Deshaun Jackson personally. They're going to be on the same
guys,
page.
They
this year.
Have a
the
connection.
Fuck they
yeah.
were.
There's no yeah, absolutely. There's a pass that it looked like Djax gave up on the route, and I have a feeling that
it's just,
like Patrick would have known that or.
Remember when Deshaun Jackson was like talking about Ryan Fitzpatrick, how he doesn't play favorites?
Right.
Yep.
Yeah,
that was a not so subtle jab.
It's funny back how DeSean Jackson disappears when Jameis Winston's.
Yeah, the Cam Brate and Mike Evans show.
Maybe it's because he can't utilize his strengths.
Yet. Well, it's only been one game, Anthony.
It's only been, what, 4 years now or whatever? You still can't hit a fucking deep ball?
That was very discouraging to see. But he still, I think he played well enough, right? I mean, we should have won the goddamn game if the defense could make a few stops.
No, we shouldn't have.
So I'm glad we have.
How can you say we should have won that game?
We absolutely could have won that game. Are you crazy?
We should have won that game. Fuck no.
Yes, we should have.
The defense is terrible.
Right.
That's a whole half of the game.
I'm just saying.
If your defense is bad, then you shouldn't have won the game.
Well, their defense was bad too, but they won the game.
What are you
like? Can I not like go into hypotheticals here, Anthony? What do you want? Like, we should have won that game. We had opportunities to win that game. That's what I'm saying. Like, there was the opportunities to win the game were there. Like, we could have stopped Atlanta on third down and gotten the ball back in the fourth quarter, or we could have prevented them from getting in at least into that Matt Bryant range to but we didn't. No, but we should have done that. Right. Those are winnable situations where your defense should come through in those.
Third and nine, Justin Smith, is that our safety's name?
Justin Evans.
Drop back 10 yards in coverage. Well, it was third and nine. So all the tight end did was go do a button route and sit at the 9 yard line, caught it, and got the first down.
Yeah.
That's the play that got into Matt Bryant field goal range.
There was the other thing too is like the corners were just playing. They were playing already off the wide receiver.
We're not saying press coverage here, but come on.
God, like the wide receiver ran to the hash mark
and then turned around. Yeah. A little button hook route.
Good Lord.
Go Bucks.
It's a game. Okay, so, how about this, Anthony? We could have won the game. We definitely could have won the game had the defensive
there
play.
There you go.
I'm glad you guys haven't brought...
Should have and could have are two way different things.
I'm glad you haven't
cool
brought up the play yet, but the last play, aren't you kind of mad that DeSean for missing that ball? That Mike
No,
Evans?
Because the first pitch was fucked up by Goofy Legs McRun Fast. And then...
What? Goofy Legs. Oh man, when I saw him take off.
The name of tonight's show, Goofy Lakes McRun.
When I saw him take off from the pocket, I'm like, what?
Like Jameis Winston running the option is like trying to watch like a fucking
it's like
trying to watch a giraffe run the option. Like it's just so it's
we
like
had Glennon,
a baby giraffe.
Glennon did it a couple times.
I don't want to hear how innovative and smart that play was, but at the same time, how fucking talented our offense is. Right. In the same breath, you can't fucking score from that distance with OJ Howard, Mike Evans, nope. Deshaun Jackson, Cameron Brate, and fucking Adam Humphries,
schoolyard bullshit,
and Chris Godwin.
No, you gotta have the quarterback who can't run.
Yeah, we can't take a shot. Nothing. Were we the Duncaneers at one point? What the fuck?
Right. Watching Jameis Winston scramble like takes years off my fucking life because it looks like a toddler like running through a house full of like sharp corner tables.
I know. I've seen that.
I'm just waiting for him to fall and like until it's
okay. And then like So it doesn't matter that DeSean Bill Buckner the ball at the end of the game. It's like. Because like what I've heard from the Bucks have said that play wouldn't have counted anyways if it had gone to review because I guess
one was a forward pass.
No, in the final two minutes of the game the player advancing the ball the original player advancing the ball can be the only one to advance it after a fumble or something like that, which technically his pass when it hit the ground was a fumble. And so that would have negated it.
Weird
matter anyways,
rule.
Which is so stupid. Guys, fucking throw it to somebody.
So, wait a second.
They were rushing three. They had Julio Jones.
If that was a known rule, then why does that play design exist?
Because we're the fucking Bucs, bro.
If this will work, guys, if this works, it's illegal.
They drew that on a fucking whiteboard before the play even started.
Yeah.
Like,
no, they literally what they did was...
That's what they made us believe,
turf.
Yeah. I guess he said he had options on either side, like, which is... I mean, if it would have worked, then fine. I mean, I guess he...
You know, we went from that to watching, like, that Chiefs and Patriots game.
Go ahead.
And it was just like this beautiful football game where both offenses were competent and like they were going back and forth and making good coach decisions. And then I watched Jameis Winston try to pitch the ball to Adam Humphries on like the 10-yard line. And I'm like, oh, God, we're in a different league. We're in a different league than those guys.
So what I was going to say was if that play had worked, the first thing out of Kyle's mouth was we shouldn't have won that game.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
exactly.
Damn it. Shit.
Could have and should have, Kyle.
So I know at the end of the day, they don't count them how they... That's the only thing we would say is you don't count how the victories count. It's all counted up.
Exactly.
Later.
It's all lost at the end of the day, baby.
But the win-loss scenario goes out the window when, as you pointed out nicely, the next game showed exactly how inept we were.
Yeah.
Because it just didn't look good on defense, didn't look good on special teams.
We
missed
the
fucking extra point.
You don't look the same. The Bucks do not look like other NFL teams that are competent.
No. Right.
No. They're just not even close. Like the difference is fucking insane.
Yeah. I completely agree. It's we don't look like we're managed like a pro team. We look like we're mismanaged.
Yeah, and we'll have a new head coach next year is what's going to happen.
Stepdad high school football
100%.
Coach.
I like
so who what's is the pool getting thinner? Is it going to be somebody who's going to get fired? Do we go after Jason Garrett if the Cowboys
fuck that?
No, Jesus. I think
no more retreads,
popular
man.
Names.
No, you just try to go get a.
Didn't you listen to Colin the first part? They're going to get somebody.
It's true. Yeah,
the Glazers are going to go pick the
Chip Kelly.
No, I think you go get a coordinator or something.
Rocco Baldelli.
Yeah, Matt Patricia,
who's floundering in
Detroit.
No, I don't say they're floundering.
He's playing. They're doing.
Get Josh McDaniels. They haven't come back.
No,
God. Tim Tebow's coming back, boys.
I'm telling you, I've firing Mike Smith was just like the first wave.
It wasn't a good thing. It's not something to celebrate. I mean,
they fired him so they can bring him back.
I don't see where we get better from here, and I really don't. Like, where's the defense? What's barring a miracle? Did Mike Duffner suddenly okay? Oh my God, we don't like he moves the key to it was moving the D backs
five yards up.
Yeah, whoa,
we're an all-star defense.
Yeah,
how did you not see that, Mike Smith? Because he was not on the sideline. I honestly feel like he got kicked up into the box as soon as the players didn't respect him publicly. So he's like, I'm going to go be upstairs. I'll have the guy who can yell be down there with you.
I don't think our defense is as talented as people give it credit for. I don't think like our particularly Quan Alexander and Levante David like
Quan Alexander has proven to me that he plays when he wants to play this year.
He's just like a splash. He makes splash plays, and then other times he's just like fucking clueless.
So kind of Brent Grimesy?
Yeah, a little bit.
No
like
offense
that.
To Grimes. Honestly, I just feel like dude should have called it a career last year. It's a great career. It still is a great career. This is fucking. In my opinion, Brent Grimes, this is Montana playing on the Chiefs. This is weird.
I don't know if I compare to Montana. that's a little bit. Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah.
Actually, I shouldn't say that.
Brett Favre on the Jets.
Favre on the Jets. In the fucking AFC. Didn't he take him to the AFC championship game?
No, I took the Vikings to the NFC championship.
That's what I'm missing.
What is it about Kirk Cousins that makes you want to punch him in the face?
You like that?
Yeah, is it that?
That's it.
Yeah.
Because that was in our fucking stadium.
No, that was in Washington.
It was against us, though.
I don't know. Every time he's interviewed, he's got the, like, just got those blue eyes. He's always smiling. He's like, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Golly gosh, I'm Christian. Fuck you again. But I see. I saw your real
gosh. So if Dirk Cutter is a stepdad, then Kirk Cousins is his real son.
Yes.
Yes.
Who now lives with you and treats you like shit and is nice to people in front. Like,
Dirk Cutter to the Vikings confirmed. Brother.
He comes into your room and he's like, God, I wish I could smother you.
Yeah, exactly. Matter of fact, I'd use this pillow.
Now you're cutting into my inheritance.
You like that?
As you're putting the putties. You like that?
I just wanted to show you I could get in here.
Yeah. I don't know that. I don't.
I know where you live. We live together. I know.
I know where you sleep, though. Kirk Cousins, weird. Conclusion.
He is weird.
So, all right. So... you still want to talk Bucks because there's another crazy thing that might happen in this year.
What's that?
Well, what if Jameis doesn't get any better?
Then
for the entire season.
Then what we use our incoming high draft pick to draft another quarterback.
That's what I'm saying, though. So he's bye-bye.
No, but see, this is
he's
the thing.
He's not going to go bye-bye. That's
yeah.
Problem.
Well, so is he here for another year? What's his contract situation?
I don't know.
It's time for his big deal.
So he threw three touchdowns and for the second most yardage of his career in a single game this game. So that's what people are like, ha-ha!
Numbers. Right.
Like, let's not, but, you know, so it's the, yeah, to, in everybody's mind, whatever.
He'll get re-signed.
Yeah, he sure will.
Fuck.
I'm going to have to deal with that.
Yeah.
My conscience.
So can I tell you, I was talking to my dad who came over and watched the game, and I pointed out, I was like, hey, we could always just be Jags fans. literally turned the game over. Yeah, and it was destroyed. No, it's a bad day for Florida again.
How about we just not
again?
Root for football in Florida?
I don't know.
No, it's all in college this year.
I was going to say, Florida's doing pretty solid there, Anthony.
So yeah, is UCF. Buddy.
Especially after LSU beat fucking Georgia. So
looking pretty, now you guys are pretty much primed in for that
SEC.
Well,
we got to beat Georgia.
That's proven done doable.
I don't know, man. They've done this before. They've had good look, it's a year of hope.
You have UCF and USF now because Miami dropped off.
I don't know if that always correlates though. That whole thing about like we beat them and they beat this team.
Doesn't.
Yeah, never. It's never really. It's just
that's not entirely true. You're right though. It's not the biggest factor. It's that sometimes though if the SEC championship game is Alabama and Florida.
Oh God!
But you guys beat Georgia.
It'll be a fun game, Georgia and Florida. Holy shit!
It's in 2 weeks. They got a bye this week.
Yeah. Your quarterback is terrible, by the way. I don't know who that guy's name is.
He picked it up towards the end.
Throw
like 284 and 2 touchdowns.
I was just watching. I was like, oof.
Yeah, had a bad first half.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I was watching the first half, so yeah,
it
I was texting
on
you
the second half.
So I noticed neither of you are commenting at all about the Knights or the Bulls. Do you not care?
No, we're just talking about Florida at the moment.
Fuck Florida, though.
I don't know. I'm not going to get too excited yet.
Well, that's smart.
So what do you guys rank this? Because I didn't see the newest ranking.
Like 11th, right?
We're 11th, yeah.
Yeah.
I wish there was only a device that I know. I'm looking at three of them.
some sort of network that I could access that would tell me, okay, these are the
rankings. The questions. Oh, I'm sorry, bro.
It's okay. No, I know. But seriously, the Bulls and the Knights, they're doing
the Bulls
14th or 14th,
and the Knights are 9th or 10th.
We're 11th now. Well, you're 14th.
The Knights are like 10th, I think.
And then the Bulls are 21st or 20th.
Yeah, the Bulls have looked shaky. They're shaky undefeated.
They are, yeah.
Yeah, we almost lost to a one-win Tulsa.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, UCF is just destroying people. So
no, they had to come back against Memphis.
That Memphis, yeah. Actually, yeah, I was kind of like,
but Memphis was a good team. Like, Memphis
good,
is 4-2.
Yeah. They're a really good 4-2 team.
I believe Cincinnati is also ranked, so that'll be another fun.
Cincinnati's going to be. Yeah, it'll be a fun stretch for those two teams.
Yeah, it's good. They got
Navy,
Cincinnati.
I hope they can both
stay
undefeated until the showdown at the
because
end of the year.
The war on I-4?
Yeah.
That was the most exciting game last year, like
that
towards the end of the year.
That was the coolest game last
Imagine
year.
Imagine it when neither of them have a loss.
The last four the last four possessions of that game were like score, 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 score.
Oh, so much fun to watch. It was by far the game of the week. I don't want to say of the year because, goddamn.
No, I know. But being the game of the week on the last week of the year is a good week to be
Hell
the
yeah.
game of the week.
Hell
you know, it's
fucking
funny, Kyle, you text me about Florida.
Yeah, I did.
It's like, are you watching a lot of Florida?
No. I just, it's
hard not to be in Florida.
Yeah, it's around here. Yeah. It's like.
It's very much in your face.
Yeah, it's always on. I'm either at a bar. Like last week, I was at a bar and it was playing. I was like, all right, I'll watch a little bit of this.
It's
yeah.
Football.
Yeah.
I do the same exact thing.
Yeah.
It's okay.
If I'm at a bar and there's
you can tell,
and it's
you can
Saturday,
tell me.
You know, randomly.
I do. My gym bag is a Gators bag. So
yeah,
people
see,
would.
You
people
can tell
think,
me. Nick doesn't have to know.
Now, if anything, honestly, I think he skews towards the Hurricanes.
I do skew towards Florida over Florida State. I will say that because
I've never seen him.
I can't imagine why.
Yeah.
I mean, we've won a national championship more recently. That's about the only thing I can say.
No, I think there's other reasons.
No, not really.
Kyle's Bucks fandom has been affected.
Yeah, I don't give a shit that worked under Derek Brooks played for Florida State.
Because social media wasn't a thing back then.
Oh, yeah. Dude, yeah.
Remember sports before
I don't
social
remember.
Media?
Yeah.
Where you could just live in your little, like... Oh, this guy's really good.
And then read your paper about your team, and you're like, everybody loves us.
Instead of Twitter coming out with, like, a graph, like, this guy's actually terrible.
Yeah.
Like,
and you're a piece of shit for liking him.
Yeah.
Damn it.
The problem is that guy's me. Anyway.
here's three YouTube videos you need to watch why this guy sucks, actually. Okay.
Thank you.
Look at my mock draft, please.
Oh, my God.
Like, remember when you were a kid, like... You just automatically think your team was going to be good every year.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I remember learning that lesson very hard as a Bucks fan.
Me, like, oh, yeah, dude, no, we totally signed Brian Griese this offseason. It's going to be great.
Yep.
But also, you were a kid. You were a kid, though.
Oh, my
though.
God, yes.
So, like, it was, it, like, if they weren't good, you're like, ah, fuck it, and you just go play.
Right.
Like, every Sunday.
Like, if the game goes bad, it's like, well, I guess I'm just going to, like, switch that input to PS2. No. And, yeah.
Right, right. And then, you know, as Kyle alluded to, well, ah, that fucking sucks. Hey, let's go be good on video games version of them.
Oh, yeah, let's go do, let's go do other things. Steam. Instead of just wallowing in the sadness and tweeting, oh, great.
Yeah.
And then another, a bunch of other shitty people are just as fucking pissed off as you, and you get into shitty arguments with them on, online about why your shitty quarterback shouldn't have thrown two interceptions.
Did you ever do that, Anthony, with, like, your video game? Did you, like, take your aggression out of the bad sports? I always make take if the Lightning lose a game that's close, I put it on rookie mode, and I put the team that we're playing, and I score, like, 17
goals. So
when
the Lightning lost game 6 to the Blackhawks, I literally went on whatever NHL was that year, NHL 15.
Uh-huh.
I deleted the Blackhawks from my franchise mode and replaced them with a team that was just the Shitty McShitters.
I love you so much. That's exactly what I'm talking about. That's exactly what
nowadays,
I'm talking about.
So, like, it would, like, scroll by on the scoreboard every once in a while. My franchise would be like, the Shitty McShitters lost 5-0 to the Minnesota Wild. I would just go, like that.
Just to bring you a little
laugh. Yeah.
It's too much. It's too bad of a memory. I just can't play. I just can't bear to play.
No, I
I used to like that song too. That was a good song.
It still is a good song.
It's a terrible song. It's like nails on a chalkboard to me. Yeah, I know we passed over the whole Gruden thing, but that Gruden thing's awesome. Or I glazed over it.
Tell you what, man.
It's good. It's good that Gruden's having some issues. He's just the worst. He didn't even want to go over to London, and he said it out in the press. Like, okay, that's a good message to send to your team. Let's just say, I don't like this. Way to lead by example there, John.
Can we talk, so kind of related to Monday Night Football, can we talk about the stupid fucking booger mobile?
That whole thing is a goddamn dumpster
have you
fire.
Seen that, Nick?
Can we?
Yeah.
Can we
why?
Not?
Why?
Have
is
you
he
seen
in
the
that?
Photos of people being like, "I pay for these seats, but now I have to watch on the TV screen on Booger's fucking thing because I can't see the field now." Because
why? He adds nothing, and I get like,
what was wrong with having like a Saragusa? Put him in the end zone.
Put Booger in the fucking booth. I don't know who.
Oh,
they,
yes.
They
yeah,
have Jason Witten up there who sucks. He's
Jason Witten's terrible.
He's not Tony Romo, guys. We experiment's over. Like, put him on fucking CNBC Sports. Like, he needs to go. Like, Jesus Christ.
Like CBS College Football, the 3:30 game every weekend is like a tradition.
Holy
they went from
shit.
Vern Lundquist to Brad Nessler. It was like the best. It's the best kind of transition you can get.
Yeah.
Monday Night Football went from John Gruden to Jason Witten.
Yeah. And you nailed it on that. Everybody's like, guys, it's not the Tony Romo thing.
No.
It's not Tony Romo.
Sorry.
There was nothing in the water in Dallas. It's just Tony.
Remember when Monday Night Football had Tony Kornheiser and
yep.
Ron Jaworski?
Tony Kornheiser and Dennis Leary.
No.
Dennis Leary.
No, that was 99 with Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth.
Yeah,
or I think it was Al Michaels, John Madden, or something. No, it was Al Michaels.
It was Mike Tirico. The one I'm talking about, I think it was Mike Tirico, Tony Kornheiser, and Ron Jaworski.
Yes, that's exactly what
time.
It was. That was milquetoast shitty.
Yeah.
Milquetoast shitty.
Milquetoast.
Mike, it's not Mike Tice. What is it called? Mike Tirico?
Mike Tirico.
Tirico, he's the best. That was a huge blow to them. They should have
re-signed
him.
I love Mike Tirico.
Yeah, no. They should have never lost him because he was like, I love.
What's he doing now?
He's on
NBC,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Doing like a waste of his fucking talents. He needs to be doing play-by-play.
He's doing like Notre Dame.
I guess he'll fill in when Al Michaels eventually retires because he's getting up there. When Michaels goes, that's gonna suck.
I was about to say that's a good bad thing. Cause
dude, that final sign-off from Al Michaels, I'm gonna like be so. Sad.
I'm going.
Yeah.
That is like.
Because you know how they always give those guys like 2.5 minutes or whatever,
oh,
to, like thank everybody for all the
yeah.
years and like thank you for listening, inviting me into your homes.
And
stuff
can you
like
think
that.
Of any more worthy of a person to give two and a half minutes of airtime?
I hope that John is. Wait a minute. Before I say this, is John Madden dead?
No.
Good.
Okay.
That's a terrible.
Well, I don't know.
No, that's actually Pat Summerall's fucking dead. So
I haven't heard from John Madden in a while, but I hope he just comes in and like as Al Michaels is doing his thing, you just start like see him like drawing on the screen and stuff.
So what you did here is you had a great career and then boom.
Towards the end of that, John Madden was like clearly having troubles like drawing, so he was just like, but
Madden's got to go soon. Yeah. I'm sure pick him up on your death pools. I'm sure he's out. He's gonna his final sign off.
That's a sad thing to know that exists.
Still though, what Madden
death pools?
No death pool. Fuck
who's
yeah, no. Who cares?
That you're always like, is that guy
die.
Dead yet?
Yeah.
Like, is there, who's that guy that always comes up? And you're like, no, he's still alive. Is there anybody like any celebrity that you're just
for
like,
a while it was Chuck Berry, but he died. Yeah, he finally died this year. I think this year. Oh. There's a guy like that. I love the classic
Stephen Hawking.
Hawking is definitely dead.
No, that's what I'm saying. That was it's like did he die yet? Because yeah, I mean, he had that disease that was incurable forever.
Yeah, Lou Gehrig's disease. I just like the whole presentation of NBC Sports.
Yeah, their graphics are sleek and stuff like that.
And they got the good like it always feels like an event when you're watching it. You know you're watching a prime time.
It's kind of set up.
It's good. So I like it.
All right.
I mean, Monday Night Football is just a fucking joke.
It is becoming
get rid of it. He's just like
it's glitzy. It's like Vegas, but not.
Or put it back
on some Saints getting ready for a battle.
Well, it's because they switched them off. Like now, like. I didn't know it at the time, but it makes sense now. Like they switched the premier game from Monday Night Football
to Sunday night
because they want it on a broadcast network. They don't want it on ESPN. Like they want it on NBC for the nation.
Didn't even consider that.
Yeah.
The fact that Monday Night Football actually is the second best game of the week.
Yeah, it's really a fucking premier game when I watch the 1-5 Giants again.
Against the who they
3-3 Eagles or whatever. It's great. I'm really excited about it.
Well, they've also got ratings to worry about.
Yeah,
Yeah, ratings are great.
No. We talked about this. Every premier game for the entire season has at least one.
Giants, Cowboys,
every primetime game. Yeah,
Giants, Cowboys, Eagles, and Redskins.
Yes.
Once every week, it's either going to be the Monday night game, the Sunday night game, or the 4 o'clock game of the week.
Game of the week.
Yeah. Or the Thursday night game.
Or the Thursday game.
Well, I mean, I guess that's
they rotate Thursday. So,
but it's a nationally televised game every week, NFC East, because it's. I mean, think about it.
Cowboys could be fucking like 4-10.
Cowboys are the Yankees of.
It's a big
football.
Game tonight.
Right. No, you're right.
The Giants are New York.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Washington's the capital. I mean, it is.
I don't know, man. How about we just try putting good football in the air? Maybe people will watch.
It's fun watching. I like when I occasionally see the Dolphins on Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, man, it's fucking great because it's variety. Why does it always have to be the fucking New York Giants?
I had to like
some silvery team like the Patriots or the Giants.
Yeah.
Like, Patriots or Cowboys.
Can we get like I don't know, maybe last year when the Jaguars was really fun to watch? Like, why didn't they ever get a primetime game? I don't know, because they're fucking Jacksonville. Man, well, put good football on
also,
TV.
People
might watch it.
Talk about quarterback. Falters. Blake Bortles is literally falling apart in front of everybody.
Blake Bortles is terrible.
He's terrible.
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 Brock Osweiler won against the Bears again.
It was like they did this like ninja start for him. They knew that he was not going to be.
You saw that stat, right? His first win with the Broncos was against the Bears. His first win as a Texan was against, or no, his first start as a Bronco, win against the Bears. First start with the Texans, win against the Bears. First start with the Dolphins, win against the Bears. So
he's a mercenary.
He's a bear killer.
If you go to the Super Bowl, make sure you have Brock Osweiler if you're playing the Bears.
He's like the guy with the hat and the blunderbuss, like sneaking up behind a grizzly. Boom!
Got him.
You got anything else on you? Nope.
Got the bear.
You're starting this week against Oakland. Well,
I don't do Raiders,
sucks.
So.
Guess we're losing.
Exactly.
Why would you say that?
What do I do? Boom! There's more of them. I got it.
Holy shit, you shot John Gruden.
Nobody was here.
Oh, his career was dead anyway. Damn it.
Hey.
Dude,
maybe they can give him a fucking Gruden-mobile with a bigger screen when he comes back.
And a bullhorn so he doesn't have to yell.
And a tray for his Hooters.
But it's a different game on the back. It's a selection of his greatest.
Just his Hooters commercial on repeat.
Yeah.
And the Corona and the pickup line. That
Seriously, though, that shit is obnoxious. The fucking booger-mobile.
Yeah.
Come on. I'm going to bring it up. You see his big stupid head.
Dude, have you seen his hands?
The crinkles?
The crinkles in his face. Oh, my
what,
God.
Really?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It looks like he put his finger in a vice, and nobody set any new
Look
finger.
How stupid that
shit. Why do we need to do this?
So he can move up and down the sideline with that. Isn't that the whole point?
Oh, there was a perfect picture of it, though. It's just like, the guy's like, well, great.
Oh, yeah, those people that were sitting on the sidelines
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah. It's just well, you just see, like, okay, there's a picture on the back so people can see
yeah,
the game.
TV, yeah, the game.
But so they
there.
Tried to make it less annoying.
You're there to watch
I'm
the game.
I'm here to watch the game.
Live. I don't want a tiny jumbotron.
Yeah, oh, yeah, here it is. That's
yeah.
Like, right in front of the action,
That's
guess.
Where he's at, yeah.
Yeah.
It moves around.
Yeah. Stupid.
Doesn't it? Or does it just sit there?
No, it moves.
Think about that, though. That's happening every time the ball is near you.
You think he, like, when the ball's in the air, he just starts, like, moving with the ball, like, down.
Put him in the booth. What are we doing? What is this? What is the point of this? It adds nothing to anything.
You know what they should do? I want a subterranean guy. I want him to follow the ball underneath. Well, it's at the 30. Actually, it's at the 32. I don't know where it looks like on the scrum on the surface, but it's definitely on the 32 from down here.
Dude, Kyle, look up his fingers.
It's just. I don't understand what it brings. Other than, like, the occasional, well, from down here, who
I
cares?
Can see, we have Zoom.
Yeah, we have a better view.
We have
from
four,
up here.
We have HD cameras.
I have six different angles. I don't need somebody.
Crinkle. We're gonna call them crinkly boogers.
God.
Yeah, that one right there.
Look at his pinky.
Yeah.
It decided to go to work and not come back.
That's at Raymond James Stadium too.
I don't understand whose idea. Like, who in a meeting was like, you know what? We need Booger McFarlane. Okay, yeah, he's a good TV guy. We need to put him in a weird
contraption.
Weird contraption that shoots up and down the sideline like a ride at Disney World.
Yeah. Yeah.
Call it the Boogermobile.
And then, what about
and
the guys?
ESPN was like, "Fucking genius!"
Yes.
Yeah.
How much? Done.
How much does that thing cost to, like, move around and build and, like, what if it breaks down? Like, what if you just hear, like, Booger, like, he's like,
you hear the fans cheer.
Yeah.
I don't know. Something happened on the sidelines, and he's not obstructing our fucking view anymore.
The announcers are so.
Booger, please hit the emergency.
Look
stop.
At that white guy down at the bottom. It looks like his fingers are in a wave.
They keep asking Booger to hit the emergency stop button. Center? He's like, I can't. My fingers fucking keep folding in on itself every time I push the button.
Remember when he worked for the fan and they made him talk about the Rays and you just had the worst fucking takes
not.
On the
his,
Rays?
Yeah, I was about to say his takes were just
awful.
They didn't. It
dude,
was
next,
no like, sense.
Dude, next year on my football, it's going to be the Beckles Mobile.
Yeah,
he actually had pretty good takes about hockey though. Actually,
he was smart with football.
Booger's
I don't
a good TV guy. Like, yeah. I don't hate. I just think they put him in such a weird.
Yeah, put him
position.
In the booth. That's what I'm saying.
No,
just
I
get
agree.
Rid of Jason Witten. I'm
or
sure that's what Booger's saying too.
Sideline reporter.
But
shit.
Booger's not polished enough to be on TV.
Of course he is. It's fine. Neither
no,
Romo.
I mean for not in Witten standards.
Get Witten out the fuck out of there. Put him on the fucking college game day something. I don't know.
Yeah, put him on random college games.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Perfect. That's what they do. That's where you're banished to when you're shitty.
That's where they stash like Doris Burke and stuff like that. Even
Brady
if she's
Quinn.
Actually good at her job.
Here I am at Louisville Air Force.
Yeah. This crowd is really hyped up. There's only about half the stadium is full. This is incredible.
For the 10th annual Cotton
Gin Bowl.
T-shirt bowl. What?
Hanes your way.
What was that?
Brought to you by
Bad Boy Mowers, St. Pete Bowl.
Yeah, the Bad Boy Mower. Dude, I went down there for that. Like, I rode my bike around, and they had, like, the mowers out front. I was like, oh, boy.
And the artificial turf stadium.
Yeah.
Mowing company.
He also sent me a Snapchat about how St. Pete made it because some...
Saw a rap video.
A rap video being made.
Oh, I saw you post.
A little rap video going on there. I meant to go up to him and be like,
727,
let me get that
motherfucker.
Oh, it was hilarious. They're a bunch of little babies shooting a rap video. It was cute. I want to be like, hey, kids, let me get that mixtape.
And they just
bet
blow poison vape smoke in your face. And
yeah, no, all they do is hand you a card that has the...
One of them was dressed as Batman.
Picture of his... Yeah, I saw that.
It's great. Oh, God. Let's talk about some competent team in this town. How about it?
All right.
Hockey.
Oh, this always goes down well.
Uh-huh. Lightning are playing solid hockey. I alluded to the beginning of the show. Canucks game was a killer.
That was a weird scheduling decision.
Yeah, that was weird. Yeah, I talked about that.
Five days off? Like,
home
why?
Opener, excitement.
Yeah.
Joy.
Yo.
5 days off.
Toronto's already played 4 games.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, fuck.
Well, great.
I look, we're like fifth in the East. I was like, but that's not fair.
Yeah.
We played. I hate you guys.
So besides like a minute 27 in the Canucks game, they've been good.
Yep. That sucked, dude. And
it happens.
Yeah.
But they're 3-1, 3-1, 3 wins against pretty good teams.
I'll say this about the Canucks, too. A lot of teams are sleeping on them because they're sneaking up on everybody.
Well, except for the Panthers, who apparently were like, no, your star center is going to hit his head off the ice.
Yeah, but didn't that happen like right after us? Like,
yeah.
That's what happens. They play the Lightning, and then the fucking Panthers are like, hello.
That's my favorite thing about the Florida swing is like, it's not to shit on Florida too much.
No,
but
sometimes we get the benefit.
It's the polar opposites. It's like the Party City Arena. And then you come to Amway, and it's like, oh, this is actually like
hockey.
What we're used to. Yeah.
Well, so there was a post on Reddit I saw about the bipolar tendency of Florida when it comes to its professional hockey teams.
Uh-huh.
And they did this pie graph about like sellouts, and we had 41 sellouts.
Yeah.
41 sellouts out of 41 opportunities. And the Panthers didn't sell out one game.
Yeah, I mean, it's a different situation.
Look, down in Florida, we have a combined 41 sellouts between the two teams.
It's like Wayne Gretzky and his brother.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. The Gretzky brothers are the highest scoring brother tandem in NHL
in hockey history.
Jim Gretzky has two.
Yeah. He played for the Lightning, so full circle.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, good for him.
You remember that?
No, I don't.
Well,
sucks being Wayne Gretzky's brother.
Well, how would you be in Cooper Manning?
Could you imagine drafting Wayne? Dude, guys, we got fucking Wayne Gretzky's brother. That's like getting Jordan's son. It's like he sucks.
Yeah, guys, we signed as Gretzky. Gretzky? I feel like it's that episode from Futurama. I've been training with Willie Mays. You've been training with the Willie Mays? I've been training with Willie Mays.
Gretzky taught me everything I know. Well, yeah, see, Gretzky's dad only focused on Wayne.
Yeah, I just watched from the window washing the dishes.
Yeah, he just picked it up. That's how good Wayne Gretzky was. Like his brother had never played a game of hockey in his life, got drafted, and was good enough to play in the NHL. I've never played before. You'll be fine.
You'll be fine. Just wear the jersey.
Yeah, you've seen enough of it. Okay, goal.
He's like 98. Hey, guys, see the number? It's close.
That's the other thing, too. All he had to do was score one goal to get into the Hall of Fame to be the highest tandem brother score in NHL history. And the answer to, like, every trivia question.
Did you know your jersey's
ever.
Being sent to Toronto now? Like, cool. Why? Because you scored a goal. Awesome.
He played 13 games for the Lightning. Brent Gretzky.
Brent. Oh, what a terrible name.
Brent.
Sorry, Brent. Hey, Brent. Wayne's like, hey, Brent, want to play some hockey? Fuck you, Wayne. I know what the fuck you're doing. No, it'll be fun. Yeah, okay.
I have a feeling that, like, Brent has literally...
Together, Wayne and Brent hold the NHL record for most combined points by two brothers. 2,857 for Wayne and 4 for Brent.
So can I say... All right,
at least it wasn't one.
We bring this up randomly, but the random Wayne Gretzky stats about hockey is he could not... You could take away all his goals, and he's still the leading point scorer in NHL history.
Yeah, because
of his assists.
His records will never be
like
cut. Nobody's ever going to touch
I know you say that, and the thing is you can't say that in any other sport for any other anything, because it's like, it's going to be passed. Eventually, someone's going to play for 20 years and play that.
Nope.
Like, there was, what was it, one season he had 200 points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, it was like, keep it in mind. Completely different era.
And a different game.
Like,
yes,
the goalies were fucking idiots.
Yeah,
like,
everybody did stand
up. But still, everybody had the same playing field as he did. And
no, for sure.
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah. They weren't out there setting records.
How many Stanley Cups did Wayne win?
Two.
No, not two. They were like a dynasty. With
were
the
they?
Oilers. Yeah.
I thought.
Yeah,
for
there
I
was a three-peat. The
four-peat.
If only there was some device.
Gretzky.
Gretzky.
I thought he didn't win a whole lot of them.
Dude, he's four cups.
Okay, four. So I was off by two. See? I knew it was something like... Well, as, I remember it being for, like, for as good as he was, four is not a lot. Right?
No,
I
mean, he had chances and good opportunities to win many, many, many.
There's
many
guys
more.
That have more, right?
Yeah, Mark Messier.
Yeah, doesn't think, Bobby Orr maybe or? Hold on. Let's go. Most Stanley Cup wins by a player.
The closest that ever got to Wayne Gretzky was Mario Lemieux. And if he didn't get cancer, he might have called him.
Mario Lemieux.
Seriously, yeah. Even with cancer, he still came back and
he
dominated.
He almost caught him. Yeah.
Of course, it's like a bunch of guys from the Canadians. Jean Bellevue, Rocket Richard, 8 Stanley Cups. Yeah. Jacques Lemaire,
fuck that guy.
Lemaire, 8 cups.
Yeah, they all won when there was like 6 teams.
Yeah, with the Canadians. Yeah, most of all of them are Canadians. So there you go. Jacques Lemaire. Yeah, I think I've heard Bill Burr talk about him. Yeah, when you had fucking Jacques Lemaire.
Eh. Did you want to hear something crazy?
I do want to hear
something
crazy.
There were 6 fucking teams.
Gordie Howe. Gordie Howe played hockey in 1946, 1947, yep. 1970, and 1980.
That's it?
So he played for not like the years that he played in 4 decades, Gordie Howe.
How did he do the 80s?
He played
80s.
Into his 50s.
Yeah.
And it was good into his 50s. The thing is, so before Wayne Gretzky, he was called Mr. Hockey, Gordie Howe. And I'll say this much, up until Gordie's
even a great Canadian name, eh? Gordie.
Oh, my God, yeah, you're right.
Gordie
Howe's...
Gord.
Even though Wayne's numbers surpassed him, he still was very much considered the best hockey player of all time. Now, statistically, and this generation is going to say Wayne Gretzky... Gordie Howe is all the old timer guys.
Wayne Gretzky, according to the NHL, according to people around the league and stuff like that, has 23 records that will never be broken.
Gretzky or Howe?
23.
Gretzky.
Yeah.
Wow. 20 fucking 3 that they're like, nobody's ever going to break that.
If he does, like, Gretzky will use his like super Canadian connections to have somebody's leg broken. He's just
with maple syrup.
God, he's a god. A fucking god.
That's why I mean, didn't the NHL agree to retire his number league wide?
Yeah, nobody queried 99.
Yeah.
So that's how fucking good he is.
It's like Jackie. It's almost like Jackie.
You won't see every team retire 23.
No.
Why not?
Because
Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Oh wait, I thought you meant the other guy.
No. No,
I was making a clear joke, I thought. But yeah, I don't know.
I'm just saying, like, no other person has been dominant in a sport that every team's like, you know what? You're right.
Jordan just had the hardware, dude. Jordan just...
Yeah, but no.
Jordan played on
Jordan
a
has the hardware in a sport where other people have more hardware.
I mean, the Oilers were stacked. They had Mark Messier.
Yeah.
Like, they were stacked teams. Yeah. It wasn't just Gretzky, but he was so fucking good that it could have been just Gretzky. Like...
So, but that's what the Kings thought.
And then Barry Melrose came along and was like, "Yeah, well."
They would purposely put.
Look what we got here.
And then Olin Kreutz came along and said, "He coached Gretzky once. That's who I want on my bench."
Oh no, you're right.
he coached Gretzky way into his prime when he didn't need any coaching.
So we have Wayne Gretzky to thank for
13 Barry games or whatever it was of Barry Melrose,
and a very stupid comment about how Stamkos needs time in the minors.
Yeah, I knew it was going to come up.
Because fuck him.
Yeah.
Also,
where did he go as a coach of the Raiders?
I don't know. He's got a sweet job. Did you know that ESPN is like picking up hockey now? Have you seen?
Yeah, they're trying to
get
back into it.
That would be great.
They have a week game of the week.
Awesome. Yeah. That really killed hockey when ESPN dropped him.
Because
nobody gave a shit about him anymore.
Right.
Now ESPN's all about baseball. Anything else about the Lightning? I thought.
Yeah, can you either of you guess how many games Barry Melrose coached for Tampa Bay Lightning?
26.
Nope.
Less than?
Yeah.
16.
Kyle, you want to take a guess?
Less than that? Less than 16?
Less than 26, he said.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Why did I think it was more? I thought he coached like half the season.
Well, no.
18.
17.
Ah, I was close as fuck.
Yes.
Burr, 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 burr.
Da, 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 yeah. My name's Nick, and I want to win a Stanley Cup.
Can we? Can I? Can I want to continue my campaign? Even though I don't, he hasn't. I don't think Anthony Cirelli has scored another point since
Cirelli.
Cirelli.
Yeah.
But still, we need Tony. Feels good to be his goal song. Makes sense.
Feels good, especially with its recent fame from Rick and Morty.
Doesn't matter. Even before that, it's amazing. Great song. Tony. They spell their names different ways each time. It's cute. His name's Tony. It makes sense. It feels good.
I like it.
Can't lose. Strong head. Fast farts. Poop.
Whoa.
That's how you do it. That's a terrible song. Why would you curse this podcast with such with shitty fucking millennial
his goal song.
Chanting? Ugh, gross. I want to kill myself. Now you're gonna see that. Now it's queued up on your phone. You're gonna play it again when we go off topic. It's queued up.
It's gone.
We're fucked. We're fucked now, guys.
Yep.
I can combine that with New York. That.
It's a little shocking how easily we are able to queue that up, though, Anthony. What are you not telling us?
That YouTube's a thing?
That he did it when you were talking about the thing.
He's a little too good with it. I don't know. I don't think so. Are you sure that's not your ringtone? There's a bunch of assholes around out here or out there with that as their ring, that exact thing as their ringtone.
What's worse, that or the New York as their ringtone?
Or Sweet Caroline. Bye, bye, bye.
Aaron Judge was going through Fenway singing New York, New York.
Lost.
Yeah. Oh, I love that the Yankees lost. Yeah. Yes. Yeah,
now the Red Sox are still going.
Yeah, are they up?
They're up 2-1 in the series. Against
yeah,
the
they won yesterday. I forget who.
But it's a best of seven, right? Not the only the first yeah. series is best of five.
Well, it's getting close. So, I mean, next game the
yeah.
The Astros
they're
lose.
Currently up 3-1 in the third.
Boy,
so they're about to. They might take a 3-1 lead back to Fenway.
Go Brewers.
They lost to the Dodgers today. Yeah. It's going to be Dodgers and Red Sox, and I'm going to want to kill myself.
Why is it? It's 2-2 there, right?
I don't mind LA winning a championship.
It's 3-2 Dodgers?
Yeah.
Ah, come on, Brew Crew.
They're not. It's going to be Red Sox.
No.
Red Sox and Dodgers.
Look at that line.
MLB's going to be like, oh.
we did it. Yeah. We did it.
Yeah. I saw a post on Reddit the other day. It's like the Tigers rotation was once Max Scherzer,
Justin
Verlander, David Price, and Rick Porcello.
Woo! They didn't win a World Series.
They didn't win a World Series.
Yep. You can't win with four aces because you don't have one. What's that football saying? You have two quarterbacks. If you have two none. Starting quarterbacks, you got
none. Well,
that's
not how that works in baseball, Nick. But
sounds like Nick Saban, some Nick Saban shit.
Hey.
Hey, dude, the Rays
Nick stay together.
The Rays have like 10 starters, so we're good.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Hell yeah.
What do you mean, openers?
Same thing.
I'm not towing the company line.
Speaking of which, the Rays are doing a cool thing. They were if you go down there with Hurricane Supplies, they'll give you two free tickets to a game next year, two vouchers for. Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I guess they filled up four truckloads of.
What's considered a Hurricane Supply.
Water.
Batteries.
What if I bring like a single. AA batteries.
Yeah.
I bought this 4-pack of AA's. Give me a ticket.
Is it even charge?
I found this in the gutter.
This used Xbox controller.
Right. Yeah, what's the minimum? Can I just bring a gallon jug of water and be like, tickets, please?
Hurricane.
Can I get four of them? I really care about people in Panama City.
Kyle colored it blue, so it looks like there's actually water in there, but there's not.
It's just sand.
Yeah. Oh, wow, there's a lot of water. Yeah.
Hey, those beaches need sands, too. The hurricane.
Some kid that's like.
Took it away.
Hurricane erosion's a real thing here.
Some kid that's like dying on the beach is like, I need water. And they're like, I got this. It just came from St. Pete. And they like, oh, it's just like pour sand on the kid's face.
Why?
Why? Those St. Pete hipsters.
Yeah, fucking the sand.
Yeah.
Seriously, though.
Water is so last week.
But do a nice thing and take it down to Trump Camp and get tickets.
And then next year, go to PCB.
Because apparently, according to this fucking podcast, the team's going to be great next year. Oh, sorry. I had no race takes.
Might be. We'll see. Kevin Cash is back. We didn't talk about that.
Oh, yeah. He got an extension.
Yeah. Got re-signed.
Then there's your segue.
You know who didn't? Is Madden.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Good. It's fine.
Good.
You know what? Because he's got they got everything they wanted out of the marriage. Everything.
How long before Joe Madden's standing outside Tropicana Field with a boombox?
Never.
Never.
He'll be standing on the dugout at Yankee Stadium.
Oh.
Pinstripes.
Oh. Yep. That's it. That's the second
and
death
Kyle
blow.
Just killed himself.
That is how we actually burn the Madden jerseys is of him going to what's worse, Boston or New York?
Actually, you know, I think he'd probably want to go to like
the Dodgers.
Yeah,
actually, the Angels job or the came Angels, up.
But yeah. Like, yeah, didn't he start with
the
Angels?
He was a bench coach with
yeah.
He was with the Angels forever, but I don't see him do. I think he wants.
Well, Mike Socha just left.
He's Mr. Baseball nerd though.
Whoa. That's actually, hey, let's do national baseball news because Mike Socha has been the coach or the manager for the Angels for like 21 seasons.
Yeah.
He just left. So that job is available.
Is he retiring or is he going somewhere else?
No, he's stepping away from the Angels.
That organization's going nowhere fast.
Yeah.
They can't win with Mike Trout.
So do you see, because, I mean, how many more, do you happen to know how many more seasons Madden has in Chicago?
One.
Chicago.
So do you... Do you like
I'm a shark?
No, okay. So my question is,
do I think? No, I think Theo Epstein comes to his senses and resigns him eventually. I don't know. It depends on the year they have next year,
so
right?
Can he get out of that contract, can he do another raise thing and be like, wow, I'm leaving and I'm going to this other team?
I don't know why he would.
There might be. I don't know. I don't know his contract that well. I mean, could there? There tends to be something like that, but I don't see.
All right, that's my bold prediction: is somehow Madden gets hired.
If they get bounced again before in the wild card, then yeah,
but that means the Angels would have to fire their one year manager.
They're not married to the Madden thing, right? They want him a champion. He's kind of like a rent. I guess I don't know. He's the legend there now, right? Something.
Well, now the Cubs fans are like, we deserve better.
Yeah, we deserve better. Yeah. He's the guy who literally brought Chicago.
The Cubs turned into the Red Sox. That's right. How it goes.
Not really, no, because they kind of suck.
Yeah, the Red Sox sucked right after they won the World Series. Remember that?
Did they?
No.
Yeah, they had a terrible season. Then they went balls to the wall again.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They did. They had a...
Yeah, you're probably right.
They had a... I thought that was a dog. I'm pretty sure they had a hangover season, and then they went back. They went back and crazy because I'm pretty sure that the Rays...
Crazy taxi.
I think 2004 was when they won. Uh-huh. 2005, 2006, and they went again until 2007.
Hey, it's time to get crazy. Are you ready?
Right, 2007 was the year before. Yeah, we're year before the Rays.
2008 when we beat
them. Yeah, then we beat them in 2008. Then they came back in like 14, I think, and won another one. And then they won another one in 2018.
Yeah. Though we didn't win any.
So every four
Go
years.
Go Dodgers then.
I guess.
Fuck, man.
Fuck, I hate them both.
I do too.
Yes.
I don't care if LA wins another championship. They got the Lakers. That's about it. Speaking of which, holy shit! I don't know if you saw this today, but the this whole Chargers thing in the LA is not going well to the point that the owners are going to be like, maybe we should just move them back.
Oh, that's not going to be a good look for San Diego. They're going to be like, we don't want you back. Fuck off.
Hey, go back to Qualcomm, you fucks. Okay.
How would you react if the Rays went somewhere else and then came back to you
later? Oh, I'd kill myself.
Yeah, would you be a fan when they come back?
I would.
Could you stand to be away from baseball?
I wouldn't do anything extreme. I might just like instead of like strapping like explosives to my body,
stop this right now.
Yeah. I would just go in with a bunch of ketchup and like squirt it on the field.
Okay, all right.
All right, that's
dude. Innocent. The Marlins just announced they're getting rid of their weird home run thing.
What is that? That
little thing with the back.
That was so much fucking money. They talked about how much fucking money it was.
They get rid of it, but it's just like a peg. You can still see the peg.
They replaced it with like baseballs.
There's like the sun silhouette of it.
Can we put it in the drop?
Yeah, we'll buy it secondhand. That's exactly what
but
we
can. We just put it in center field so like Kevin Kiermaier has to play around it?
No, actually, Ferg will put it in the back of his fucking junkyard with everything else that he collects from the city. Just fucking bullshit back there.
Police are going to be like, God damn it.
Seriously, they're like, go look at the back of Ferg's. It's just a fucking junkyard of shit. Just all kinds of
stuff he doesn't want to get rid of. Why is there an industrial spool back there? The big spool that used to have the big cable wire on it?
Dude, we take that and we take that and we give it for hurricane relief race tickets.
They have axe throwing there now. What the fuck? And you know,
dude, this is St. Pete.
Axe throwing in a dog park.
Yes.
And
yes, to all of that.
There's going
to
be a vape bar. There's going to be a vape bar and
dude,
do you wanna oxygen
play
lounge.
Dude, do you want to play this obscure arcade game? Well, I kind of want to play. No,
seriously.
Fucking.
Exclusive Japanese release only arcade game.
A punch, one of those punch machines in a high traffic area.
Right next to checkout.
Right, we're just, there's people walking
right,
towards.
Waitresses walking
towards
with trays
where
and
your
drinks.
Fist is going into a thing. What are we doing? What are we doing? Put it against a wall. There's literally on either side of this punching machine is lanes of
people
of
walking, with food.
Walking with food and drink and beverage, and people just. That's smart. That's what we want. And also axes, axe throwing at a bar.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
As soon as you told me there was axe throwing and a dog park, I'm like, oh, poor puppies. Exactly.
You got damn good wings though. Damn those wings.
Kyle's like, if I die, it's okay.
I'll die with a man full of wings.
Meh.
And beer. Where do I sit?
All right. Who's
taking my order?
Here's the thing. You have just been given the task to open up a bar in St. Pete, but you have to find like the weirdest thing you can think of to base a bar off of, like the most St. Pete thing you can think of. Like the theme of the bar has to be the most hipster thing you can think of.
Oh boy! So it'll
it's a dual art gallery for local art.
That's basically every bar down
here.
And all my beers are named after their pieces.
No,
that's how cliche it. And it's a membership only, so you have to pay to get in.
It would have to be like a, some kind of a craft hot dog place, super gourmet hot dogs that cost like $12 for a single hot dog.
Salty dog.
What?
They have that.
Where? Who?
Salty dogs on the beach.
No, we're talking about St. Pete.
St. Pete Beach.
Oh, that's
in the city, bro.
I'm talking about
St. Pete Beach is a city, bro.
Bro.
So craft hot dogs and vegan hot dogs.
Oh my god!
And then
yes.
The walls, there's wood paneling on the walls. The lights are all hanging down by like the string light and the thing. They have
purpose.
The metal bar.
Christmas lights up all year round.
Yeah, Christmas lights, but like over the classy. Like they're done in a specific way.
No TVs.
The bar is like a repurposed wood.
Yep.
There you go.
And there's a placard telling you about it, larger than the menu.
Yeah, and then
my entire bar. Is cheese and crackers. That's really expensive.
Wait,
cheese
wait.
And
what's
crackers.
The name of your What's the name of your bar? Because my name of my restaurant is Dawgs. DAWGS.
Dawgs.
Dawgs. Or Up Dawgs.
Cheesin'.
Actually, I think that is something in St. Pete's. St. Pete had King's food. King's hot dog food thing, but
St. Picasso's
sucked.
St. Picasso's.
Thinking of something with a P.
St. Dolly.
Damn it, that's
open
better.
It right next to the Dolly
Saint
Museum.
St. Dolly's. St. Dolly's Brewery.
Welcome to St. Dolly's Brewery.
It writes its own.
Would you like a fucking ice cream sandwich?
Whoa.
They're opening a barbecue, a new barbecue place is opening called Dr. Barbecue. Yeah. And it's basically as I just described with the wood shit on the wall
with
and
barbecue.
Shit. Yeah.
That's what you.
But they also have like vegan barbecue options and it's just like so
what
fucking
is
this
that?
Whole place is going to shit.
What are you like?
Vegan barbecue?
Smoked soy?
There's white suburban kids filming rap videos here. You know, every goddamn place is a. Green Bench is opening a giant restaurant.
Are they?
Yeah, next to it. Yeah.
I'm excited about that.
Are they like using that? Patio area or whatever.
Yeah, actually, it's gonna be really cool.
Okay.
They just need to get better beers. But
yeah, Green Bench is hit or miss. Every time you take me there, I'm like, it's okay.
Yeah, the beers aren't that great.
Yeah,
but it's cool.
Red Mesa Mercado.
It's good
burritos.
Yeah,
those are the.
They don't fuck around with their burritos either.
No,
it's like
not.
The Colorado's shit is hot. It's good. It's
ice,
good though.
Ice,
baby. Let me get out of here.
Doo 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 doo.
You're doing the Sonic Ice World theme. Do 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 doom 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 doom. How about that's the outro? No, I don't think so. Oh, Baker Mayfield, how many interceptions is he throwing against the revamped Bucs defense?
Two picks, three touchdowns.
Mayfield. Mayfield. Yeah. Not Winston.
Yeah.
Oh.
Three touchdowns, two picks, and a lost fumble. But he rushes for 80 yards and a touchdown.
I'm calling a loss. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm calling a loss, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Why would I have any faith?
Tyler Johnson, three touchdown passes.
Gotcha.
After we make him the defensive coordinator.
We'll write that down.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Who's Rick Bonus.
He's gone.
Yeah. He's the new defensive coordinator for the Bucks. That's where he went.
That's where he went.
The fuck is the sport?
Well, okay, look.
Focky.
If you could compare the two, we fired Rick Bonus at the end of the season, but like at the end of the season when we should have done it and said, okay, let's bring in another defensive minded coach.
Faces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
New places.
Can you imagine the stagnant bitching that would have happened on Twitter if Mike Smith stayed the coordinator for the entire season?
Oh, it would have never stopped.
It would have
never. And it's
never
still not going to stop. But
you know,
the bitching will just be directed in a different direction.
I feel like if they should have done it over the fucking bye week if they were going to do it.
I was just going to say that. You get embarrassed. Like it was Fitzmagic was a whole thing for a while, and it didn't matter because we were scoring enough points for it not to be a problem.
Yeah, but
he was
a problem for New Orleans.
Apparently,
it was a problem in.
Well, every game we won,
it was
like
solely Dirk's decision, according to him.
Oh,
shit. Keep him or fire him?
To fire him.
Bullshit.
But no, but I would. Sometimes when a coach does that, it's like because he knows if he doesn't turn this around, he's getting fired.
Yeah.
So even if it's his best friend, he'll be like, you got to fucking go.
Well, he said in his press conference, he's like, okay, we fire Mike Smith. Then what's next? You're getting fired, Dirk. I don't care. He's getting peas out of here.
What's next? It's your head on the block. That's
he's
what
fired.
It is.
What's
he's
next? Well,
fired.
Let's roll the dice, Dirk.
If we don't make the playoffs.
Oh, look at that. Three spaces away
fired,
from getting
right?
fired.
Historic turnaround. There's no fucking excuse this year. After, right. Especially all the talent we tried to
wired
inject into the defense.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's fucking done if this doesn't, like, a miracle. Like, if suddenly, like, just.
Stepdad Dirk is getting the divorce.
James Winston's going to have to score 50 points a game to win us, you know, for us
it's
to win games.
It's going to have to be James Magic now.
Which he'll do a few times. I mean, we'll win a couple because
wait a second, he's gonna have to become Jameis. Wait for it, wins a ton.
Oh god,
you love it. You love it.
Oh god,
let it sit.
Oh
there.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're working the late shift now.
Oh god, yeah. All right, that has been the show. Let's get
go to sharkjobber.com.
Check out all of our
Check
podcasts.
Check out how defunct it is.
Yeah.
But if you do want to go and support us, go on to iTunes and rate and review this podcast.
That does
actually
help
does help, yeah. Or we have a Patreon. It's patreon.com/wordofthebay. We do absolutely nothing with it.
Yeah.
So you should just tell
I don't
me
expect
go,
too much.
Yeah. Tell me to go fuck myself. It's fine. It's you know, it's fine.
You can spend $1 a month and tell Kyle to go fuck himself.
Robert Off does. God bless him.
Is he still there?
Still yeah, there. I think you have to $2.
What are we up to now? Like $20?
We might be up to $20.
Thanks.
Soon.
Holy shit, man.
Yeah.
Did you go to Subway?
Subs on Robert.
Yeah.
All right, guys. That is Word of the Day. I'm Kyle.
We already did that.
Did we?
No, we didn't. I'm Anthony.
I struck out for a second. Luigi was a bitch. I hated it. I never picked Luigi. Matter of fact, or Mario. Who's your Smash character?
I like Captain Falcon.
Okay.
Captain Falcon.
Solid choice.
Falcon! Punch!
Punch!
Kyle?
I don't know. I wasn't a Smash Brothers person.
Really?
Yeah.
Not at all.
I never owned a Nintendo.
Ever.
I owned a thing.
64?
64.
That's a good one. That was a good one to have.
Yeah. Oh, man, I got my Falcon Punch on.
Yeah, the GameCube one was good.
I liked that one as well.
Melee?
Yeah, Melee was my favorite.
That's the one that I played growing up.
Fox. Yeah, and then Fox when they added Melee, I actually liked Falco better.
Dude, the new one's coming out for Switch that has like 80 characters and stuff.
I don't want anything to do with Switch.
Really?
Yeah, I don't.
He's not a Switch guy.
I gave up on Nintendo when they brought the Wii.
The Wii was, yeah. Hey, everybody else is doing HD. We'll stick with standard definition.
I like the Wii. It's fun. They're trying new things. They're always trying to innovate.
Nintendo's good at that, yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I want a console.
They're trying to innovate with the same cast of 20 characters.
Well, Switch, you
can
dock a Switch and make it a console.
No, I understand that, but yeah. I don't like the feel of the character. None of the handles are even ergonomic.
Oh, well, they have a pro controller.
That was never a problem before, Nick.
Well, yeah, when you're playing
Xbox
with deformed fucking Nintendo 64
Nintendo
controller.
64, yeah.
That felt normal-ish.
It did not? What?
I put it in the middle. All the games I played, I never used the D-pads.
We've endured worse in our childhood than whatever.
Dude, the original Xbox.
I know, but the thing is I'm so, as an adult now, I'm so picky, I won't switch to Sony. Dude, I won't switch to a PlayStation.
Dude, you had to have elephantitis.
Who cares?
You had to have elephantitis.
Controller, I don't like it.
You had to have elephantitis to use the original Xbox controller.
I fucking like the Duke. I actually have one for my Xbox One.
A lot of people do.
I love the Duke.
It's dumb.
You're dumb.
PS2 was where it was at, man.
It is. It's true.
Halo 2 was the only thing that Xbox had going for it, which is a huge thing. Halo 2
was
amazing.
I was about to say, was most of my adolescence video
games. PS2 had all the best games, man.
Yes, it still does. I'm the only reason.
See, Nick, you like to get tribal. You're like, ooh, I don't like. I don't like Apple phones. I'm an Android guy.
I'm an Xbox guy, very much so, I guess. Yeah.
I had a PS3 and a 360, and I had an Xbox One and a PS4, but I got.
But the thing
the
is, I mean it though. I don't like Apple phones. My wife has one. I don't use it often. I don't like the way it feels. And
I don't have a problem with Android phones. If I was given a good Android phone, I'm like, oh, okay, I'll use.
Dude,
this.
Apparently the S9 is fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's cool. Every time I interact or touch an Android phone, I'm like, oh shit, that's awesome. Like, I've never had a problem with it. Plus, you can like right click on Android phones.
My shit's
always like
on
that.
Apple now, so it fucking sucks. I can't switch.
And that's the thing, Apple. But they're gonna keep fucking us, man. Yeah. They're gonna keep fucking us and fucking us.
Do you think the people that make earbuds, like manufacturing earbuds, are mad or happy with?
Dude,
Apple?
I just bought a pair of like third party Bluetooth earbuds. I refuse to buy those fucking AirPods, man.
I have some. They're awesome.
Are they?
Yeah, except I've only had them for...
When your left ear doesn't charge.
Yeah, exactly. Now, like, the right ear won't... or the left ear won't charge all the way sometimes. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I'm sitting here, and then, like, instead of it saying, okay, we'll just turn the left ear off, it just constantly gives you, like, the low battery sound. Like, I can play... Oh, you're the fucking right one, man! It's fine! How do I shut this off? Jesus fucking Christ! Like, every 6 seconds... I fucking know! Do it once! Oh, Nick, he touched a nerve.
Kyle's gotten into definitely old man territory where once.
So I hate to say
it,
this is bullshit.
No, you're absolutely right.
That's right.
In my day, we had a light, and that's all we had.
That's why I really don't like Apple, is because they're nichey and have to be their own products and has to be it. No.
You know how I know how my Game Boy was about to run out of battery? The light would fucking turn orange.
Yeah, it'd start slowly going out.
Yeah. It would go from green to orange. Yeah.
Really know
or heaven forbid, it just shut off.
All right. Oh, is that well? Fuck me.
You turn the game on and it'd be like.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I remember that. Remember the Game Boy startup that would like.
Uh-huh.
Ding. Yeah. Like, when it was all on battery, it would be like. Ding.
Get the save.
Yeah. Where's its goddamn save point? No.
A favorite handheld game system. Mine was still always
kind of like the singing trout that's low battery.
I like how I can still get that, but I can't.
Well, because it doesn't have to move its head.
Ha 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 ha
people listening are going to be like, I thought this was about sports.
I had that exact thing. I had this exact trout.
I had a bass one.
Oh, yeah. I had the bass one, yeah.
Yeah.
1 year for Christmas, my grandma just thought it was fucking hilarious to get everybody one of these.
Yep.
Great, grandma.
I remember that Christmas.
Yeah, I have it. Well, somewhere. Actually, it's gone.
I had it for a while, and then one day I got, like, fed up with it, so I just would hold it so it couldn't do its movements after you hit the button, and it just broke itself. Yeah.
It snaps its own neck. That's pretty morbid, man.
Yeah.
Signs of a serial killer.
Yeah.
Looks good.
I know. It's just
looks
like,
bad. Start the show.
Diddy-dum, diddy-dum.
Only 9 minutes of extra content.
Aw.